Hi, it's Nick Gillespie for Reason TV. We are at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're going to ask people to compare statements from the top three polling candidates and see who they actually like most. These are statements by the top three polling presidential candidates. War. We're going to bomb the shit out of them. It's time for the United States to start thinking of Iraq as a business opportunity. Or let's stop dropping bombs. Let's stop with the military interventions.
The last one.
This sounds like a trick question, but I would have to go with the third option because I believe that war is never the correct option.
Number two, the second one.
Number two, okay.
Number three.
Which comes closest to expressing your views?
The last one.
Okay, now we're talking about the internet and freedom of speech. We've got to shut off terrorist means of communicating online. We have to talk to them about closing that internet up. And then the third is, there's nothing wrong with the internet that I want the government to fix.
The second one.
Second one, okay.
Absolutely nothing wrong with the internet.
Yeah. All right.
None of the above.
One.
Number three.
Pot legalization. That should be a state issue, but it's a bad idea. Second statement, I want to wait and see what the evidence is from state experiments, or I became the highest ranking elected official in the U.S. to advocate the legalization of marijuana.
Two.
It works for an individual state, that should be a state by state issue.
I think number two represents me best.
Okay.
The third option, because we already know that decriminalization works.
The one by the states to see.
Okay, you want to wait and see?
Yeah.
Okay. Immigration. I voted numerous times to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. The second statement is, we have at least 11 million people that came in illegally. They will go out. Or, immigration into the United States by ambitious, willing workers and their families is a good thing.
Number three.
The last one.
Okay.
Three.
Absolutely, the third. I'll remind you that the Republicans are the ones responsible for bringing these so-called illegals into the country.
I would have to go with the third as well.
All right. So the final issue is trade. The TPP is a horrible deal. It is a deal that is going to lead to nothing but trouble. Second statement is, I hoped it would be the gold standard. In looking at it, it didn't meet my standards. And the third is, the Trans-Pacific Partnership would in fact advance free trade, and so I would support that document.
Get rid of TPP, get rid of NAFTA, get rid of all of it.
I'm almost an NA on that, but I will go with two.
The middle one.
Three.
Those all blended together, but no TPP.
Does any of that, the fact that you lined up with the libertarian at all, does that make you rethink your politics or rethink libertarianism?
It makes me think about it, but I know that the Libertarian Party would have to build for the same status of both the other parties.
I'm a little surprised, but there again, the topics are so ambiguous. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that you really don't want to have to vote on, but you know you're going to have to.
Okay.
So what I would do is get my research and look at what my leaders are doing, and then I would probably conform to that.
Does your response to any of these make you rethink your politics at all or rethink your allegiances?
I believe that what politicians can say in sound bites doesn't reflect their policy priorities, and that we need to fight for economic and racial justice, and that I don't believe that Gary Johnson or Hillary Clinton side with social justice on all of the right issues.
Does this make you rethink your Hillary hat?
Not at all.
So far, you're 3 for 3 on as a libertarian, not a Democrat. I want you to know that.
I think you better go talk to Gary Johnson, and he might be with the wrong party, huh?
Yeah.